only in chapters 6 through 9, is that right, of the book?
Correct.
That's correct?
That is.
I don't know, I've been reading this book forever. I was reading this book before I got on the P1 call.
And the CD this week was Wine Meekin Choices?
Right.
Rick Murphy, Wine Meekin?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is month 3, week 4 is what we're in, believe it or not.
Month 3, not week 4.
Yeah. At least if you go by the thing, that we're getting ready to start month 4.
Month 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Man, I just haven't. All the people I've contacted and talked to, they won't call me back. I haven't talked. It's just like they won't answer to the phone.
You know, Dave Johnson says it's because it's July. That always happens in July, and if you just keep up the same momentum, you'll be so incredibly busy in August you won't know what to do with yourself.
Hey, you summer team people.
Well, look who finally showed up. I was just going to start it without you.
Yeah, look who... And you just kind of take time off when the weather's good and you got the bathing on.
Yeah, you should talk.
Are you guys amazing today?
Oh, I don't know about me. The rest of them maybe, but me, probably not so much.
I only invited amazing on this call, so... Below the level.
Even at my lowest level, I'm amazing, so.
Yeah, just, way to go.
Yeah.
Brad, are you on today? Brad.
Yeah.
Brad's here.
There you go. Good man. Have you back.
Yeah.
Steve, are you with us?
I'm here.
He's here.
Okay. Predictable as anyone I ever knew. And so we got, let's see, Debbie, are you with us?
Oh, she's on a cruise right now.
Up to Alaska?
Yep.
She actually told me about that last week.
Did she? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
I just talked to her about an hour ago, actually.
Oh, was she enjoying the cruise?
Yeah, she's having a good time. She sounds so relaxed. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, I think their life has slipped into that sort of miserable stage where they just have each other and go eat more of the salad.
You're breaking up, Jerry.
Okay, I'll switch phones. I'll be right back.
Such a misfit, that guy.
Ooh. Sure awesome.
Is it just the three of us?
I think so.
I like it.
There was only, I think, two of us last week.
You know, yeah. Brad and I were talking about that earlier. That doesn't look very good for their team, you know?
Yeah. I don't think she's been on in a while. Well,
it's been at least a couple of weeks. Maybe even three. And I think the same with Melanie and Dean. I don't think they've been here for a while either.
I haven't heard from them for a long time.
Huh.
So, maybe my mom should just join our team.
We've got Kathy probably in the background, but she doesn't speak up, from Texas. She's been doing a P1 with Greg, so she listens in on this one to learn the real details.
So we could say hi to her.
Steve, how did those previews go with Dennis Williams down in Utah?
You know, we had a great time and didn't get as many people to the previews as we would have liked, but actually the ones that came and the ones that we met with have moved forward, and that particular 2.5 days, my son put him in front of 5 new people, 2 existing people that he has in his downline, and talked with a couple others. And Dennis was very excited about the results that we had.
Did you start 4? We're a little light on yours, Steve.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on a... I'm doing the babysitting duty tonight, so let me see if I can flip this around. Okay.
I want all of you out there in the gallery to take note that even though he's doing babysitting, which is not necessarily a guy thing to do, and takes far more than just, boy, I take my hat off to you, man. Let's get right into it and find out how we did this week. We're moving down the railroad tracks where you're starting to take over, and I want to really share some vision this week. But first off, let's start with Brad. How'd you do this week, complete or incomplete?
Complete.
Way to go, man. Are you back home?
Yeah, I am. I'm back home.
And you had some pretty significant stuff with Grandma. Is she doing okay, or how did...
They put her in the hospital today. She's trying to... The swelling on the brain is getting a little worse, and but they're going to... kind of take care of some of that with medication, but we, we put my grandma on pie water, Siaga, and we had her Kinko seat, and that's about all she's kind of stubborn, that's about all she would do. She likes that right now, though, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, let's get her back up and running, because you know rugby season's coming up.
Yeah. She's getting there.
All right, good to hear it. So then let's go to Becky.
I'm incomplete.
Okay, Steve, how did it go for you?
I'm incomplete also.
All right, well, let's check into some of our reading and listening. What are some of the things that stood out in the...
Your line has been muted.
Do you want a drink?
I can't even remember what. Well, I've been reading that book for so long. I was reading it before we got the P1 call, so I've just been kind of cruising along. What?
Hey, just a second.
Can you put me on?
7 to 9, is that right, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
7 to 10?
Yeah, wait till you get to 11. That's what the other group had all kinds of problems with last week.
Why? They didn't have foreign language?
No, they just were... a bunch of girls, and they thought different.
Hey. Careful, Al.
So what stood out? Anybody got some things that jumped out at you?
I got to kind of look at that. Look at you. Let's see. Let's see where I'm at in this thing anyway.
How about the 31 major causes of failure?
We got to go back.
That's a lot of them, huh?
I know, right? And the one, number 20, is kind of funny. No, wait a minute. I lost it. Oh, no, it is. Lack of concentration of effort. The jack of all trades seldom is good at any.
Yeah, well, that is so true. And somebody once said that you can't ride two horses at the same time.
Your line has been unmuted.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's really a big part about focus and how all that works, so good point.
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of, there's so many things that distract you from, being successful. So, yeah, I thought that was good to go through. Yeah.
Huh. Number 17 is funny. Wrong selection of associates in business.
Your line has been muted.
Funny.
Well, how would you... in most businesses, you're kind of appointed who you have to be around.
Yeah, true.
So it would be harder to choose the right associates, but you could sure pick out the wrong ones pretty quickly,
that's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
You could hang around and really pretty much do some significant damage to your overall quality of life by hanging around certain people.
Yeah.
me and my me and a coworker were talking last late winter, early spring. She's out in she's kind of in another multi-marketing business, and you know, her husband owns his own auto body. But she was talking, we were both talking about how we both notice now that we've been doing reading and stuff like that and personal growth, about how we just notice that we don't hang around or really talk to some of the people that we used to, that we work with, you know, as far as teachers go, because some of them are really negative, you know, and things like that. So you just kind of pull away from those people.
Yeah, and have you ever noticed your mood when you're around those people?
Yeah, I just don't hang around.
You're having the best day in the world, they still just instantly bring you down.
Yeah,
so it's unlike they jump on your birthday cake and took all the frosting off on purpose, right?
Yeah, and that's my favorite part.
Now, Steve, you've got a lot of life experience, and you've kind of been around the horn a couple times with Nikan. How about, have you got an experience or two where you've really begun to start to see that change as a result of who you hang around? Must be on mute because of all the screaming kids. Because you should have heard him, you know, after he got off the little run with Dennis Williams down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was so much more confident. He was much more in the game. Felt as if he was allowed to belong.
Yeah.
And so when you guys are running your businesses, you're going to run across your own distributor base and people that you're working with, talking to, who are essentially... They don't know how to give themselves permission to take a breath of air without stealing it from somebody else. And there's a sense that it's a sense of poverty. Paul Zane Pilsner talks a lot about this. It's a mentality of scarcity and of lacking, so that it is not true that any given human being should take a back seat. Well, I had some really, really big revelations here at this last Humans Being More training. And last week I got a chance to talk to both, well, Debbie and Steve was about the rack of it. And we really have had a really, rather interesting run with this team. We've got some enthusiastic people with lots of skills. Had a couple of folks by virtue of scheduling or just a change in how their Nikan status went and that sort of thing, had to step aside. And we're right now basically cruising on this call with more of just a everybody touching bases. We are not on track for a full Pathfinder load. We're not, your mom, too. So both she and Steve actually have been with us long enough and made enough of the calls to say they'd graduate if they make the numbers. So lest you all wonder, sometimes the coach has to call the game. And it means that we are not currently operating under the premise of the call. But I think there's still things to be gained as we kind of cruise out before we start another one.
Yeah.
Steve's the only one that's got he's got the message and heading for the line. And we got to support him the best we can. He's the guy who shows up. You know, I think sometimes when we run our wellness previews and we do that kind of thing, we wait for the people who could show up, and we end up punishing all the people who do. We start to meet at 7:30, so then the ones who showed up at 7 have to stay up too late, stay as a babysitter longer. And there's just too many things in our society where we're basically letting the people who are lazy ruin the lives of the people who aren't. Y'all got that?
Got it.
So, really, I do believe that we all can gain from being here together. And one of the things that I really picked up some other people that had done it. It's about your fourth time that most people really have a breakthrough. Some people will have an epiphany right from the very first day. Their time is right. They're in the right place. But especially people who have had lots of life experience and been pretty successful within that life experience, it takes a good long time to actually unteach them, to untangle the... They've been flipping their fly rod around with a knot on the end of it, and all it does is just get more tangled. They're working hard, but they're flipping that baby, and it's just getting ugly. So what it took was this fourth time, I had this really amazing epiphany. And I'm going to share this because although those people in the gallery have heard it before, I just have found it so interesting in applying it on a daily basis to help people see this, and we're going to go through several premises. Number one is that if we're not careful on our calls and when we get together and start to talk, we may be talking about sort of creating or empowering the weaknesses that we have. And what we really need to do is to come together and look at our strengths and say, are we on track for the things we need to do to get done what we want to get done? That's what we really need to be taking a look at. And we need to measure those things that we get paid for. Not all the other peripheral issues about somebody who has, you know, some young lady that's got a little more hair on her upper lip than she thinks she ought to have. Or some guy who's now getting a little bit more pot belly than he should. You know, whatever. Here's what I noticed. My partner... when I was at Humans Being More, we kind of went around and we said, okay, what is one area that you really want to take a great shot at in improving if you were to make some goals for the future? And hers has long been, I'd sure like to kind of get my weight where I really feel like I'm right there, feel like I could really have conquered something. And during the course of it, the facilitator said to one of the gals, now we're working on working on some goals, and we'll just go in the healthy body category, and what would you like to? And she said, well, I'd like to really get down to this ideal weight that I got in my head. And he said something. He said basically, what would that make you feel like if you were at that weight? You know, because he was trying to get us to create some affirmations that we could say that those gals could use, or that lady could use, to kind of become what she wants to become and state it as if it was current, present, what's it feel like. And interestingly, as she said it, my partner just said it exactly at the same moment, and that was, if I was to be down to that weight, I would actually feel more confident. And both of them said it at the same time. I thought, wow, that is so interesting to me. Then we started to look at the idea of money. And I started asking around the room and so forth. And, one of the things that's really profound is that, think about this, most people that you know feel a sense of somewhat hopelessness toward money, that if it comes, it was because somebody bequeathed it to them or they won a lottery somehow, but that they really have very little control over whether that money is going to come much or not. I only get what I get, and that's all I'm going to get. And basically what the point is that people will make their own, they have their own, everybody's got their monkey, the one thing that really stops them and keeps them forward. And in the case of these two ladies, it was, if I was to lose weight, then I would have confidence. But everybody in the room was kind of going, wait a second, that's totally backwards. If you had confidence, then you could finally get on track for losing the weight. So you see how that's a Mexican standoff and they get stuck.
Yeah.
And the same thing when people talk about their money issues, they basically say, if you were to give me hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, then I wouldn't have money problems and I could act differently. The problem is, in that state, it's like saying, wood stove, give me some heat, and then I'll give you some wood.
Yeah.
It's completely and totally backwards. But yeah, to each person, whatever is blocking them from moving forward is their monkey, and they absolutely own that thing. There's an old saying that says, argue for your limitations and they're yours. And you keep getting whatever you say over and over and over again. So what really profoundly struck me was this whole idea of we have a very simple job to do. And what's interesting is most people's monkey that stops them from doing our Nican job has absolutely nothing to do with whether they can do the job or not. So here's the example, and I don't know, I could probably come up with a better example, but this is one that struck me. And say, let's take everybody on this call, and we were going to, we were asked by some game show host to do a simple task, and let's say we had to put a bunch of grapes into each of 6 bags and put them on the table. And if all of us could put our bunch of grapes into each of 6 bags, they would pay us $400 million. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
Now, here's what I see. Let me first ask, if that was the task, Becky, sorry about that.
Okay.
Becky, do you think you could do it?
Well, yeah.
So what would be what would be required for you to accomplish your part of the task?
Whatever it took.
You pick up the grapes and you put them in the bag and you set them on the table, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Brad, could you do that?
Yeah.
And, Steve, are you on?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, I am.
So that's all that's required, and I'd do mine. I'd put my 6 on the table. But here's what people do. Because it has a financial reward, most people will flip into some automatic switch that screws them up right from the get-go. And they'll say, geesh, I'm not capable, I'm not worthy, or whatever. Their monkey jumps right in the way. So they'll say, they'll stand with their back to the table, and they'll say, you don't understand, I can't put my 6 on the table, because when I was at the store the other day, the lady making change gave me 1/4 too much. Do you see how that
lady who gave you 1/4 too much?
That has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Right.
And then another person might say, well, no, I can't put my 6 bags or 6 grape bags on the table because when I was in 4th grade, I got locked in the bathroom and somebody turned the lights out. And the rest of the team is going, what in God's green earth are you talking about? Put your flipping grapes on the table.
Oh.
And then somebody else says, wait, no. When I was a little kid, it was spilled some milk on the table. My dad yelled at me, so I can't put mine on. I can't either.
Yeah.
You see any correlations between this and our Nican business?
Yeah.
For example, what is it required for somebody to be retired in a year doing Nican?
Talk to people.
And what would you say to them?
Hello.
Okay.
And I smile. I have a cute smile, so.
Now, in order for Nican to pay us, we're going to go even farther than that. What are some of the other things that are required? The basic, like, in this case, you had to go get a bag, and you had to go walk over and grab the grapes, and you had to pick the grapes up and put them in the bag, and then you had to set the bag on the table. So what are, and then once you did that, you go do it again. You had to do it 6 times.
So basically, you need the tools to be able to do the job.
You have to talk to a certain number of people, and then you have to be able to have a certain number of, it's all the perks, and then you have to have a certain number of people come to the meeting.
But you have to know what kind of information that you need to give them in order to get them to want to be part of what you're doing.
so you have to ask the right questions.
So what you're saying is, let's first agree, how many people could do the basic things required to make a make a team work in NECAN and get paid?
Are you looking for a number?
I mean, what percentage of people could do it if they really wanted to?
99.9.
Yeah, it's the ones, you know, if you can't feed yourself and you can't dress yourself and
right.
you have no mobility and you have no communication yeah. ability, that would really preclude you from doing this.
Yeah.
But right. everybody else?
Do it.
All they would need to do is to get to sign up for $49, right?
Right.
Nobody can make it without that, right?
Right.
And if we went to the bare minimum, if they were able to say to people, you got to see this. I'm not even going to present it to you. You just got to see it. Could you see somebody making it with that? They got to be able to make an appointment.
Yep.
And then they need to be able to sit there and watch somebody lay a video player on the desk and push play, or go through a 9-page flip chart and let the prospect read it.
They still have to have some sort of fire in them to get that person there, don't you think?
Well, they do. They have to be compelling, absolutely. But
I mean, you can't just walk up to some Joe Schmo on the street who you've never met before in your life and go, hey, you need to come to this meeting. And that guy go, oh, okay.
Well, could you see, on the other hand, and this is such a good point, Becky, this is a really good point because most people get stuck on this point. We got to be careful not to assume that we're going to convince everybody.
Right.
But if you went up to 1,000 people and said to them, hey, you want to see something cool? It takes 20 minutes, and it could change your whole life.
Just that? Nothing else? Just that?
Well, yeah, if you just said that, is there a chance that 2 or 3 of them would take a look at it?
There's probably a chance that 1,000 people, there's probably a chance that at least 50 of them would, right?
Right. So the key is find the ones who are ready to take a look at something. So if somebody could just say, hey, this is pretty stinking amazing. It takes about 30 minutes, I'm just looking for somebody who wants to take a look at it. You want to take a look at it? See, if somebody went out, let's say you guys had a scavenger hunt, like you go to a party.
Yeah.
And you run around the neighborhood, and you do a lot of running because you're going to run into 1,000 people. Say, hey, anybody here, would you sit down for 20 minutes, let me flip through this, I'm doing this thing. And then you're going to actually shock some of those people saying, that's exactly what I needed to hear right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you talk anybody into it. You're basically uncovering the people who already need to see it, right?
Yep.
So if everybody had nothing more than to just say, you got to see this. I'm not even going to present it. I want you to look at this video. Or you got to see this. Yeah, I guess it's going to be on audio or to hear this. Or you got to see this and I want you to meet my business partner. Or go on the internet. We got so many options. If they literally would just do that, they would get people.
Yeah.
And if the people that they got, they're going, are you nuts? All I'd have to do is sit at the table, let the prospect read the pages, then say, do you like anything on that? They go, I could do that.
Anybody could do that.
Now, that's the hugest thing, what you just said, Becky.
Yeah. It's just a matter of getting yourself there, right? You have to have that mindset that anybody could do it.
Exactly.
Other than just like you said, the monkey that you listen to that goes, you can't do that. You can't talk to those people. What are you doing?
Exactly, because you know what? The prospect cares about whether you wet your pants in the third grade reading class or not.
They don't.
They're saying, I'm backed up into a corner and I can't see a way out. I'm so stressed I can hardly function. I'm not making a difference in my life and I want something else to happen. And you're saying, I'm not going to bring anything up with this person because I was embarrassed on the playground. And that person, they couldn't be farther from giving a rip about what's going on with your mom.
Yeah.
So one of the trainers says, it's not about you. You're the messenger. You're not the message. Get your flippin' self out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, if we could teach that concept, then somebody could sign up, say to people, hey, you want to look at something? It's really cool. It only takes 30 minutes. And that's all you ever taught them. Could you build an army doing this?
Yeah.
And if people absolutely knew inside of their guts that they only had to have one a month, but that person would get it and they could do the same thing, those people are getting one a month, they'd be all retired in a year, right?
Yeah.
If everybody was on auto ship, so the requirements are real simple.
Right.
Can you push play or flip a chart? At first, can you just make them, can you make appointments? Watch somebody else flip the chart so you get bored with that, and then you do it yourself. And then say, look, there's a system here, you can follow it if you want to, if it makes sense to you. Wouldn't you all agree that that's the basically the simplest common denominator?
Yep.
And then what would happen if you had 64 of those people that got there doing only those things? You have an enthusiastic group.
Well, yeah.
They
fill
their minds with enthusiasm.
I mean, how easy was it for them to get there?
He was, it was tall.
Right?
Like,
I mean, yeah.
Falling off the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
just
see.
Stood up and walked across the room, and boom, you were there.
Exactly. On a count of four, let's see how many of you can fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. What a bunch of skilled people you are.
Yeah, woohoo! Yeah. So.
But if we could portray that something was like that, Becky, you've already said it, the Holy Grail is for somebody to go, I could do that.
Yeah.
Then what you do is you get them to do that. And then you give them a little paper hat and a rubber bunny and a Hershey's kiss if they get somebody to do that.
A hat, a rubber bunny, and a Hershey's kiss.
And we're talking serious motivation.
Hey, Jerry. I need to share a dream with you.
So let's review what we've been talking about. Can you see how the basic fundamental parts of what we do are just like putting that bag of grapes on the table, right?
Yeah. It's a lot simpler than we're trying to make it out to be.
Exactly. And what blocks us?
Well, maybe not us, but our subconscious minds are trying to make it out to be really hard. And our
Totally. It's your monkey. It's your monkey's got a megaphone, and it's right inside your ear.
Yeah.
And everybody's monkey is, but you don't understand. My monkey has this great big laser and a bazooka blows holes in my head.
He's used to kill. He's not nice.
That's right. Yeah. Gosh. You know, you guys think you got it bad. Well, my monkey drives a tractor and it's got a low gear and it can pull all the stumps out of your head. Like whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think about it, your monkey is your monkey. You're the one who gives that monkey strength.
Yep.
So just refocus it on something else.
Well, that's the point too, isn't it? That if what if we could create the belief in people that you know what's really weird? I don't need to invite my monkey to this party.
Yeah,
this is a totally different party.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the issue. If we didn't have to start raffling with people's monkeys, which really screws them up, makes them convinced they don't know anything and makes them even more scared, we just say, oh, well, hey, if you've got a monkey, just don't bring him because he's not necessary here. And point it out. If your job is to basically just put a nail in a board and hang it on the fence, then who cares whether you got strangled by a rope when your little sister hung you in the closet when you were four? It has nothing to do with the job at hand, so get the job at hand done. Our job then would be to just continually focus on the job that's at hand.
Yeah.
Focus on the job that's at hand and don't allow us as leaders to be drawn into their monkeys.
How do we get them away from their monkeys?
Well, that's the discussion here, is what kind of vision can you supply to them where they go, well, crap, If that's all it is, you mean I just got to go up to this pile and grab two pairs of shoes and put them on the right feet? I got it. I got this thing nailed. You mean I don't have to have a PhD? My lack of education isn't going to hurt me in this? Nope. Just grab some shoes, put them on the right feet. We win. I'm all over it. Have you ever noticed that when you do things like that, games, adult summer camp stuff, people doing square dance or folk dance, something where everybody's kind of in the same boat together, they absolutely love it. They turn to kids and they relax, right?
Yeah.
So what is the mantra that you can use to say, you guys want to see how this works? This thing is crazy nuts. Well, here's what's happened in the last few months, and this kind of rounds it out. This adds back to the discussion, the how-to for the why that people are working on. And it's basically, we have to discipline ourselves to say, there's only so much information you can or you're allowed to give at any one segment of the presentation. And once you start to discipline yourself to do that, you're going to be astounded at the change in results. Brody Craney was. The Texas group was. Terry Latham's group. And now I've had four or five of them in the last couple of weeks where I'm just plain astounded when we shut up after 15 or 20 minutes and use the existing flip chart information. Here's what we're finding. What we look at as distributors and think is important parts of our presentation are all validation and no persuasion. We're looking for things that are trying to validate so that people will think we're not nuts for having done what we did. The prospect's looking at a completely different thing. What the prospect's looking at, could I do this? Will I look really cool and be sexy? Would I make lots of money and not have to work too hard? Will I be able to make a difference and be a part of something? That's all they care about. And that flip chart presentation seems to do that. And so here's the last piece. This is what Terry Latham was telling me when I was over in Seattle. He was saying, basically, if people are screwed up trying to present product, they're also screwed up by trying to present business. We have one other piece we have to present. But you know what it is?
Nikon.
They think Dave Johnson's always presented.
Anybody could do it.
That's perfect. Yeah, and it's the vision that if you got a whole bunch of people pulling on this rope, you can pull more than the tractor does.
Right.
That we have the skills as a group of people, if we just say 1, 2, 3, pull, we can get this thing done.
Whereas a few people couldn't do that.
Right. It's the vision that you do, that you paint. That's the secret, is the vision. So here's what I've been doing with people. Even like this one lady called me up for a three-way back east. She said, I've been in Nikon for 6 years. My upline told me you were great on three-ways. My son my grandson is an athlete, and I want you to present to him. What do you think she was basically saying? She was saying, would you be on the phone and talk my grandson into being this and then sign him up for me and get his first two orders and then I'll collect the check and we'll be good to go?
Yeah.
Can you smell it from there? I mean, it just stinks.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm gonna flip one on you, Grandma. Watch this. And when I got the kid on the phone, I basically said, what'd your grandma say to you? And he said, well, she said it might be something I could look at where I could make a few bucks. And I said, well, put your hat on, because this thing's going to get nuts. This is going to be the potential to create the greatest wealth that we've ever seen anywhere in the North American continent. It's going to be a change of how we look at everything we've ever seen, and anybody can do it. point is, all we do is to give you a short presentation. If you look at it, you see it makes sense, you have somebody else take a look at that same presentation. And if that looks logical to them, then they have other people look at the same presentation, and it'll build.
It's like that commercial. It's like that hair shampoo commercial. You
oh, yeah, where they
remember
multiply the people. Yeah.
If you tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. You remember that commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought
about
that. Is it
like Genius Hay or something? I don't remember. But anyway, the whole point is all of a sudden there were like 100 little faces of the same woman on the screen.
Yeah, exactly, and that's just the point. And say, so what if there was this huge need for the American healthcare system to change? What if the largest healthcare provider in Japan comes over to North America with the full intent to do to health what Toyota did to cars? It is now shifting with huge financial returns. People actually can make their house payments are paid by a company, their car payments are paid by a company, and the stuff that you put on you can use for athletics, you can use it for health, you can use it when you sleep, when you walk, when you all the things that people are having trouble with their late weight control and their stress and the amount of sleep they get. And I said, what I would highly recommend that you do is to take a look at that 10-minute, 20-minute presentation. It'll reiterate exactly what I just told you. And if you think you can sit down and say to somebody, you got to see this, and show them that same 15 or 20-minute presentation, here's what happens. For every person you find, you teach them to find somebody else. So far in what I told you, can you find somebody? And he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
I said, could you teach him to find somebody else? And he said, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I said, if you found one every month, and each of them found one every month, watch how this works, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and we went all the way up and said we'd have 4,096 people. And if all those people simply did a thing called auto ship, where they were getting shipped to them things that made them healthier and working every month, and then other people even went on top of that and got their houses rebuilt to become total wellness environments, you just add the money to it. But even for that short little money of $100, you'd make $24,570 a month. Are you in? And he said,
yeah.
Well, what do I have to do? And I said, it costs you $49 to sign up with your grandma and get on auto ship, and then the rest of it will be covered in all the detail material.
And he said, okay.
He was all over it. He went back, and the next day he watched the Rick Murphy video, and he bought $1,700 worth of product. What did we lead with? Did we lead with products?
No.
Did we lead with business?
Well, it wasn't really the business. Well, I mean, it was, but it was more of, this is so easy, you're not even going to believe it. It's stupid easy.
Well, here's another. We led with vision. This is coming. We can't
That's
stop.
That's what I said.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Stupid
and so,
easy.
Here's the point about business. This is so important to remember. People will say, start a home-based business, or I showed them the business, or the business plan. If I ask you, Brad, when you think of business, just the word business, not NECAN or any of that, what do you think of?
I think of, you know, a lot of work and a lot of time spent, you know, devoting to make my financial success or make my business successful.
So if I say the word business, would either one of you go, I could do that?
No.
No.
Well,
so
I probably would, but that's
we better change that word to career.
Okay.
Or we better change that word to partnership.
Okay.
That's what we use in a lot of our stuff. Is, you guys, let's partner up. I think we can knock this thing down.
But then they don't feel like they're alone.
And
they feel
not
like
doing,
when you use that word, they feel like you're always going to be right there by their side. And
yeah, and you're not doing a business, which they perceive business to be negative and
right.
Something it can't do, right?
Right.
So if we wrap all of this up and we say to them, if you can tell somebody, you got to see this, it's nuts. I got healthier, I felt better, I love this stuff, it's nuts, it's the most coolest stuff I ever used. But the big deal is, if you'll take a look at this thing, you see it, and you can show somebody else a 20-minute video or whatever, 12-minute video, or this flip thing, and they see it, this is how it grows, people will get healthier, listen to these stories, let's go rock and roll, that's it. And you see how sometimes if you just kept yourself clean and didn't allow yourself to go running off wild and half naked, you're not going to scare people. They'll just go, this is a piece of gravy. Let me have it.
Yeah.
They might get three or four or five levels deep before they get so scared they can't move.
Yeah. By then it's too late.
And by then it's too late, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the things that I'm trying to force myself to do, and everybody that I come in contact who's in our business, is I'm saying, duct tape your monkey to a tree and let's do some work for a while, and then you can go get your monkey bat and let anytime you want, you can cut your monkey down and let him ruin your life. But for the next 20 minutes, let's just put the monkey on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Go build a dynasty and make the world change.
You got it. I could do it.
You're awesome.
Yeah, well.
Me too.
Now, watch
I
what happens.
I could do it.
We, Todd, who just tried to call me before this call.
Brad, you're supposed to say, yes, I could do it.
I said, yeah.
I did.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
No, Brad, you're supposed to say, I could do that.
That's right.
Say that.
I definitely think that, you know, leading with the vision thing is probably better.
No, listen, buddy. You have to say these words. I could do that.
I could do that.
Yeah, and that's, you got to be a little more convincing. I could do that.
You know,
come on, Brad, you can do it. Come on.
I'm not much of a talker. I just soak it in. But I can do that.
There you go. Well, that was very convincing. I mean,
how about a little bit of a sigh at the beginning of it before you even say it? Just go, oh, I could do that.
Just think of the highly sophisticated Dave Johnson, and you going over crying out loud. I could do that.
Yeah.
And he banks on that. Every time he opens his mouth, he banks on that. Because he usually says it. If I could do this, you guys could do this.
It's the Holy Grail, guys. I've done the other side with all the sophistication and all the psychology and all the science and all that other stuff. High tech, low check. But if people are going, hey, Gomer, move over. You're boring. I could do this. You win, they win. And then
everybody's happy.
Stay the same way. So here's what's coming up this week in Spokane is Jeff Van Lerikum.
Yeah.
And do not, if you've got somebody that can make it there, they'll go. There's no question. Do not neglect the opportunity to get somebody there. And here's what Jeff has done over the last little while. He's gotten one guy that got started 6 months ago and had $200,000 in volume last month.
That's Dutch, right?
Right. And he's
going to teach us how he does it.
Exactly the way we've been teaching it here, which says, get somebody to come and listen, do a presentation that's 10 to 20 minutes in rapport building, and a 20-minute presentation might try a flip chart, maybe. Then do not give them any more, but tell them, hey, if you like what you saw, you need to show up to the next bigger event called the Wellness Preview, or an in-home, or a walkthrough. In the meantime, if it takes more than 24 to 48 hours, check out this video or audio. They come there, and then what Jeff's going to tell you is do not allow more than 50 minutes to go by for the wellness preview. Reiterate a lot of the same material. Show the vision.
Were you there that night, Jerry, that Dave Johnson talked? It was probably 3 weeks ago. And he talked for like 2 hours?
Yeah, that even Dave now knows that was most people.
I wouldn't really say he got mad at us because we didn't say anything, but he did look at us and go, why didn't somebody tell me to shut up? Like,
well, it was one of the most important evenings that we've ever had with Dave, because the big push across everything that we do now, when Dave got started in network marketing, it was not uncommon for people to do that, but it was also you'd sit in church for four-hour sermons and nobody thought anything about it.
Yeah.
Today, everything's sound bites and has to be fast.
Yeah.
And, see, that's like our group. Like, we were, you know, Jan kind of started this group here, but Jan goes for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's long. And we're trying to keep it down to less than an hour and make it shorter. And, I mean, it's just so long.
And
that's
what,
all we know is with Jan's story. No flip chart or nothing.
And so what he's going to do is he's going to say, share the vision in 55 minutes, answer very few, if any, questions, give him a product experience, which in his case is a rollout. That's how he's done it all the way through. And then say, if you want your questions answered, let's schedule a time for a couple of 3 hours where we can sit down and determine what are the answers to your questions and how do you want this thing to rock and roll for you. In the meantime, you can give them the Ignition Sequence launch video. They can check it out and formulate their questions, and when you meet them the next time, they will just inundate you with questions. But if you don't do that, if you do it, here's where people kind of got on this track. Began to start to imagine that I'm never going to see these people again. Do you know what it's like to try to call them back? They're never there. Can you all see how that might be the case?
Yeah, the whole entire month this month, that's all that's been happening.
Okay, and so here's why. We've guaranteed they won't be there because they don't have any curiosity left.
Right.
What if we kept their curiosity and they kept asking questions and go, you know, I got to go?
I need to start listening to myself, because I tell my downline that all the time. You guys need to not tell people so much and just let them, just make them want to seek you out and find out more stuff.
Now, what I might think about doing myself is to start setting my own watch for 25 minutes on the outside to give it a chance that, or 50 minutes at the wellness preview so that a buzzer goes off.
Yeah.
Because that's now reproducible, that will blow a big business, and we'll really go for it.
Yeah.
Brad, I see you're already making this mental leap in your head there. Can you see doing that in your previews?
Yeah.
You come in and do a 50-minute, well-orchestrated wellness preview with vision. Finish it out by saying, you know, you can join us any way you'd like to join us, but don't leave without answering that question. Thanks for coming tonight and get your product experience, and then we'll schedule up for your follow-up question and answer session. So you're going to get a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And people will come back. All right, next week we're going to be cracking into the next 3 or 4. I want you all to take a shot at doing your own wellness preview. Do it off a flip chart. Stay within 50 minutes. Be crisp, be sharp, be in, be out. Do not answer everybody's questions and schedule a meeting to do it afterwards. Yes, sir?
Are we on 11 through 14?
Right.
Okay.
What?
Are you behind?
But is the CD the next trillion?
Yes.
How come then my book says that we're only on chapters 10 through 12? Did I miss something somewhere?
I actually bumped it, so you should be 10 to 12. I put one extra chapter in there. So just go 10 to 12. You're right.
But you just said earlier we went through 10 today, which means we are 11 through 14.
That's where I bumped it, and I was in error. Don't tell anybody.
I don't keep secrets.
Seriously. Sorry about that. Oh. Well, okay, the cat.
I mean, I love
Jer,
but you know, come on.
All right, Brad.
Yeah.
Let's score some serious volume this next month.
Hey, what about me?
I haven't got to you yet.
Oh, sorry.
So, Brad, you with me?
I'm gonna push.
All right, would you love to have those fat little couple thousand bucks in your palm at the end of every month?
Yes.
All right, let's get it done.
Brad, are you coming to the preview on Thursday?
That is my plan.
That is my
I have to get somebody to cover the weight room Thursday night for me.
So can you do it?
Yeah, I'll find a coach.
Okay, great. Okay.
Awesome. And then, all right, Becky?
Yes?
Are you going to get that fat little $2,000 in your hand this month?
$2,000 is not enough. I got to go for more.
All right. Then $2,000 between each of your five fingers.
Okay.
All right,
you got it.
And I'll brag on you.